Okay, so I saw Penny for your top bad questionnaire, and while reading it, I read there's panda gifts. Oh, gifts, gifs, whatever is involved. So I'm doing this, and I'm gonna answer this. I'll do my best not to ramble and to end in exactly 6 minutes. So, okay, what's the last April Fool's Day trick you pulled or had pulled on you? If neither is relevant, which is a prank you'd love to pull? Oh no! Me and my cousin always say that during, like, oh fuck! I'm not gonna make it. At every April Fool's Day, we tell each other that, guess what? I have a boyfriend, even if we're both single. So yeah, that's the last April Fool's Day trick that I did. Your April Fool's Day is going to be dictated by the last text you receive. What does it say? How do you think that this will tie into your April Fool's Day? The last text that I received was from my sister, and it was a picture of our dog looking such a derp. So if that says anything, like, I don't know, probably I'll end up, I don't know, fuck. How do you think that this will tie into? Probably I'd end up, she'll do something that will make me look like that derpy dog. So, yeah. Fuck. Oh, I think you don't have to rush that much. It's only 1 minute and something. So, how long is acceptable to seek revenge on a prank? Forever. I mean, I'm not. It depends. It depends. But for me, if someone pranked me, like, I'm gonna wait the perfect timing to have my revenge. So, if someone pranked me and I haven't pranked them back, they need to keep an eye on themselves. So. Next, what do you think an April Fool's inspired dinner would look like? Who would be there? What would you eat? What would you do? It's April Fool's inspired dinner. Probably all of it's like all of my friends, because I mean, they're not what you would consider pranksters, but I have friends that are assholes. Like, really, I mean, that's how you would explain my group of friends. I mean, like, I can be an asshole too, but yeah, but we mean well, so we do like all those kind of stuff. So yeah, so what would you eat? So probably I would drink the most safe, I mean, I would eat the most safest thing. So, oh, even, oh, I don't know, I'd be paranoid to eat anything. Like, I feel like, do you say, like, they would serve wasabi and say that it's like avocado ice cream? Yeah, avocado ice cream exists, and I'm not a fan of avocados, but so I wouldn't eat it. But yeah, so I probably wouldn't eat anything at all. What would you do? I'll be on alert. 24, not 24/7. Of course, it's a dinner, but yeah, I'd be always on alert. Oh my god, it's almost 4 minutes. So, do you believe that April Fool's Day should end at noon? Why or why not? Yes, because we need. I can't. I mean, personally, me, I can't be freaking distracted. I mean, I'd be too paranoid if. I mean, I'd end up dying, or not really dying, but yeah, if April Fool's Day takes like a whole day, I'd be so paranoid the whole day, and that's not good for my mental health, and for, I guess, everybody's mental health. So this is GWAB, therefore there has to be a sexy question. What is the one phrase, term, sound a GWA has made that really turned you on? Got it? Okay. Wait. Now I have like a minute. I'm gonna. Okay. The only thing that I can think of is I don't. It seems. Do you even consider Cardlin Audio? His username is Cardlin, but now he's like Cardlin Audio, AGW Air. But yeah, that's the one. The only thing that I can think of is when he said this. Baby, no, not that whiny, but something like around that. Okay, I'm gonna say it again, like baby. Okay, that's the only thing that I can think of. So I have like 46, 47, 48. Right, I'm done. I'm done. Yes, I'm done. And 55, 56. I'm ending this at exactly 6.